to anyone else. Out of caution, the next day he sent a response through the Portland State server. He thanked Professor Manchin for his letter and invited him to the Princeton campus. He asked for a general idea of when he might arrive and laid out a few of the basic rules regarding the Fitzgerald collection. There were many, and he suggested that Professor Manchin study them on the library's website. The reply was automatic and informed Ed that Manchin was out of pocket for a few days. One of Manchin's partners had hacked into the Portland State directory just deep enough to tamper with the English department's email server. Easy work for a sophisticated hacker. He and the imposter knew immediately that Ed had responded. Ho-hum, thought Ed. The next day, he sent the same message to Professor Manchin's private Gmail address. Within an hour, Manchin replied with an enthusiastic thank you, said he couldn't wait to get there, and so on. He gushed on about how he had studied the library's website, had spent hours with the Fitzgerald Digital Archives, had owned for years the multi-volume series containing facsimile editions of the great author's handwritten first drafts, and had a particular interest in the critical reviews of the first novel, This Side of Paradise. "Great," said Ed. He'd seen it all before. The guy was trying